AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Let's get ready to rumble, says former President Donald Trump in response to President Biden's invitation to debate twice before the election. Trump says he's up for doing it in June and September, as Biden proposes, but they should meet more than twice. ABC's Karen Travers has more on the announcement from the Biden campaign.
The Biden campaign says in a letter to the Commission on Presidential Debates that its model is, quote, out of step with changes in the structure of our elections and the interests of voters, specifically saying that the scheduled debate don't end until well after early voting has started.
The Biden administration also announced another $2 billion in military aid to Ukraine, mostly from a package already approved by Congress. Inflation cooled slightly last month. The consumer price index showed prices 3.4% higher in April compared to last year, in line with expectations. And media in Slovakia says the populist prime minister has been injured in a shooting and taken to a hospital. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' recent vetoes and accuse Democrats of playing politics with everything from PFAS cleanup to Western Wisconsin emergency health care. Senator Howard Markline.
We have urgent needs across the state. The legislature has addressed those needs and solved those problems. However, the governor put special interests and his liberal base ahead of the people of Wisconsin.
Democrats call yesterday's session an election year ploy. The countdown to next year's NFL draft in Green Bay is officially underway after a ceremonial handoff of hosting duties from Detroit Tuesday. Officials are expecting more than 250,000 tourists in the Fox Valley and a $90 million economic impact statewide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Don't bother trying to take the Merrimack Ferry over the Wisconsin River today or tomorrow. The Department of Transportation says the ferry is closed for resurfacing in the area. It's part of the Highway 113 project between Lodi and Oquis. Workers will be resurfacing the South Landing, which leads to the ferry. It just opened for the season on April 1st. The Merrimack Ferry is both a functional regional crossing and a tourist attraction. Next year's preliminary budget for the Madison School District would cut spending by almost $2.5 million and reduce the property tax rate by 11%. The school board got its first look at the proposal this week. Federal pandemic relief funding is set to expire, and so is the money that voters approved in referendums in 2020. The board will approve final budgets in November after final enrollment numbers are in. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Okay, not going to forget to cut out that part.
The Brewers beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their 3-game set against the Pirates in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' 24-year-old Sal Frelick made a spectacular catch in center field on Bally Sports.
To center field, Frelick on the move. Frelick's back, and he's got it! Oh, Superman in center! Sal Frelick, game in Milwaukee.
The Brewers went on to win 4-3. Manager Pat Murphy and why Frelick is just now beginning to show signs as an everyday player.
He's young. You know, remember how young he is, and then it's not just he's not just physically gifted.
College hoops, the new UW Green Bay men's basketball coach, Doug Gottlieb, told Inside Wisconsin what kind of player he expects to be on the team.
Knowing history of it, knowing that in Wisconsin and Minnesota and in the Plains, there's not a crazy amount of high major players. There's a lot. Kids want to play close to home.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at only around 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and musical entertainer Rob Paravonian, who will sing a Beach Boys song about his grandpa. And we discuss the latest and greatest in binge-watchable entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Alba Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Speaker Johnson is just, this is like a huge mistake that will have downstream effects that I don't think he quite understands. I mean, look, Republicans are trying desperately to keep the House. They have all of these frontline candidates, and he's going to go to this criminal court where Trump, you know, where Trump's fixer is testifying about his sexual relationship. It really shows that he serves at the pleasure of Donald Trump. And not of the, you know, he's not really the Speaker of the House. He really is just an arm of the Trump campaign.
Thank you, Molly Jongfast. Fantastic. By the way, Liz Cheney just dropped the mic on Mike Johnson on this whole, you know.
Right-wing hypocrites!
Liz Cheney said, I have to admit I'm surprised that Speaker Johnson wants to be in the I cheated on my wife with a porn star club. Right. I guess he's not that concerned about teaching morality to our young people after all. Someone else tweeted at him, I prayed that the Lord, and the Lord said to me, modern day Moses, go forth and support the man who paid the porn star not to reveal his adultery and then lied to the government so as to pay less tax. I mean, what a... That really was a new low. Mm-hmm. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, they're parroting, you know, these talking points from the most, like, unchristian man ever. All right, I don't normally read this. I just have to read this. Kind of broke my heart a little bit. And also because we're about to go to Karen in Chicago, who is the dearest soul in the world. Right. And takes people like this generally into her very, very bounteous bosom.
Very.
Oh, it's so bounteous. I was just in it Saturday. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back. This broke my heart. Chris writes, Steph, Saturday's show was the first of yours in Madison. Also, this just goes to, I think, all of our psyche and how we're feeling. Saturday was the first show in Madison that I've missed since you started doing them here, including the 2006 event for the mic. Wow. I just wanted to say thank you for all you do, being a constant shining star for so long. I had VIP tickets, but I missed the show and the meet and greet because my social anxiety was just too much and I stayed home. Which is funny because I've met you all so often here and in Chicago, and I know John Nichols and Mark Pocan personally. Going to the Sexy Liberal shows has been one of my favorite things. I've been so bold as to sneak my fancy camera in to take photos and had that misbehavior rewarded by John when he reposted them. But Saturday I locked up and blamed a cold for not going. Clyde, mommy is reading a very touching, important letter. I'm telling you this because this incredible anxiety grew from the experience of the last few years with the rise of Trump and the authoritarianism and watching the insanity during the pandemic and the ongoing insanity now with so many people seemingly willfully blind to the fact that we're living under one of the greatest presidents this nation has ever had. It's been so much all the time. It magnified every issue I was already coping with. I finally broke last summer when I lost my cat, Newt. after we put up an epic fight against an as yet unidentified disease. He was with me for 5 years because of the time we spent together during the lockdown. It was more like an intense, in a good way, 10. I know you understand that kind of loss. My heart is broken with each of yours, especially when your mom passed away. Listening to your show through the podcast every day, 4.95 a month, still amazing. Thank you. That plug right in the middle of here. Having that ongoing connection has been a tremendous comfort. As long as I can remember, every victory has felt temporary. Every gain constantly under threat from regressive reactionary forces with far too much money and an obsession with their own beliefs. But when I listen to you and the rest of the sexy liberal crew, it brings back hope, or at least a reminder that there are more of us out here. I hope I get another chance to see you in Madison someday. Thank you, Chris. Oh, Chris, this broke my heart, because you know what the cure is for this? The Sexy Liberal Show.
Right.
And a hug from, oh my God, from Karen in Chicago. Karen, this is, can I just say too, what a sweetheart you are. Whenever someone writes like this, you always say, tell them to reach out to me so I can pull them into the Steph Head, to the Zoom community, to the get-togethers, the meet and greets you guys have. And so I'm going to try to hook you up with Chris, okay?
Definitely. Yeah, please do. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm fighting back tears. My kitty is not feeling well. We got back from Madison. He's 15 and he's not feeling well.
Oh,
and
honey,
I'm really worried about him. So just love to Chris. You know, you're not alone. I know that, you know, just with Trump and COVID and everything, I know that I've developed some social anxiety as well. I think we all have, to a certain extent, and it's like, so it's totally understandable. But you have a whole community, and it can be virtual, it can be in person, whatever you need, Chris. But connect him with me, because we all need love right now.
Well, that's what we keep saying, right? We're all going through our own stuff in addition to just this nightmare that feels like it will never end. And it's been going on for years. And, you know, but again, I can speak to what a kind, loving community Sexy Liberal Shows are. And people make friends there. There are people that have met there, that have gotten married. I mean, so, Chris, please come be with your people, because I know it's trust me, I don't leave my house except to do the Sexy Liberal Show, so I understand, Chris.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I have to say too, look, it's important for us to know what's going on with this trial. Yeah. But can I just say, point of order, those, you know, Republicans showing up there dressed like Donald Trump, it really reminds me of the guys in the neo-Nazis and the KKK members that showed up in Charlottesville in khaki pants and golf shirts and MAGA hats for Trump. Carrying tiki torches. That's what it reminds me of. And that's what we really have to understand, is they have a structure. They have an infrastructure in place where these people are going to be the people that are going to be, telling all of us what we can and cannot do, who we can love, what we can and cannot do with our health care. But I do want to say this, too. I really, it is important to cover the trial and everything. But honestly, Steph, I am kind of over the nonstop play-by-play all day long on MSNBC and then covering it like it's an election. You know, it's just with the panels.
Yeah, no, even I
breaking it all apart.
I have to marinate in it for a living, and I get, I need to turn it off earlier and earlier and go watch, Jody's mom.
Also,
Palm Royale.
Also, since it's not on camera, there are a lot of nuances that we aren't getting.
Right.
And
we
have to depend on the people that are in there to get those nuances across perfectly.
Exactly.
And that might not be happening.
Yeah.
So I'm uncomfortable with this. I'm uncomfortable with this coverage, period.
Yeah. I know. I just can't wait for this. Oh, sorry, Karen. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. I just can't wait for this whole thing to be over.
Yeah.
This is going to be the longest stretch till November, ever.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. And then I just have to hope. I was thinking about it this morning. I thought, because no matter what happens, he won't say he lost and he's going to try to, encourage another January 6th. I have to hope that I think even they're exhausted. I just don't think they have it in them. They're just going to, it's like, you have to just, it's almost like a tantrum.
Right.
You have to let them, the kid, stop spinning on their back. Mm-hmm. It's just, okay, this can't go on forever.
Right.
Rachel Maddow, by the way, pointing out what we were talking about. She said one thing that's changed in the Republican Party about their being in the tank for Donald Trump over the last 5 years has changed and become so much more tanked is that they all now dress like him, too. They're all wearing the exact same outfits. It's like they were the Rockettes. They're dressed up just like him to praise him. They all use the same language. They all describe him as their friend. I don't know if Donald Trump has friends. I don't think Vivek Ramaswamy is one of them. If he does have friends, this is a display of sycophancy at a job interview. I mean, I don't know why, just a new low of pathetic. Right. As Lucretia would like to echo that thought. Okay. Hello, Lucretia.
I absolutely would like to echo that thought. And the thing that upsets me, first they're complaining about the judge's daughter. Just a moment here.
Okay. She's moving to a place.
They were complaining, the daughter's making money, all this other stuff, campaigning. Look, but watch, she can do that. Just like how Mayor McCheese sits there and grifts all the time with these grossly grotesque items like the Bible and them homely tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Mike, I secretly watch gay porn on a burner cell phone. To sit there and also to talk about Judge the fixes in canon, talking about like that case is like atrocious. Sir, that is called espionage. Who the hell are you to call that atrocious? And this is, and see and how you saw the gang yesterday come out. I want to see, and I mentioned it on the show before, I want Democrats to take the damn gloves off and go after them for every lie and any atrocious thing they say.
Yep.
Come back with a rebuttal and go after them. And part of my dream team, I would love to see Crockett, Moskowitz,
yes,
Goldman,
yes,
Swalwell, hell, throw Jamie Raskin in it, because I am sick and tired of the niceness.
Yeah, yeah.
Take
that's
the gloves
why,
off and go, yeah. go after
there
them.
There you go. That's what we say. Alpha liberals.
Yep.
Yep.
Do you know we have more than one alpha liberal design? It's at stephaniemiller.com.
Yep.
I mean, it's Lucretia is right. I love that her handle is SCW on Twitter, sweaty church whore.
Yes.
By the way, you know, one of my heroes, as you know, Chris, ever since she brought my dog back, my Great Pyrenees back in Laurel Canyon, where I used to live.
Right.
1,000 years ago, Kristen Johnson.
Kristen Johnson. Yeah, I remember that.
It was hilarious. And it's done a happy hour along it, but way back in the day.
Yep.
But what is up with J.K. Rowling? I don't know
what is wrong with her?
And also, by the way, this is why we have to do a Kansas City sexy liberal, because that stupid kicker.
Oh, that guy.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What? I thought the football douchebag was filled by Aaron Rodgers
or any
number of people.
Football is kind of filled with douchebags.
Yeah,
really?
There's a lot of them.
All right, hang on. I'll find that one. I can't find that story. But
okay.
But anyway, somebody retweeted J.K. Rowling and just said, how is it possible she keeps getting worse? She was responding to someone. She said, does this apply to any other demographic, Landon? She was talking about trans people. Mm-hmm. Do I get to be black if I like Motown and fancy myself in cornrows? What if I claim the authentic me has always been black and that you're being racist to me? Would that be okay, or would you find it ludicrous and deeply offensive? And Kristen Johnson says, why does she care so GD much?
Right.
She hates trans. She feels their mere existence infringes upon her excruciatingly privileged lifestyle. Okay, babe, we heard you like 10 years ago. Now STF you and live on an island staffed with only humorless white ladies.
Right.
What happened to her?
It's like,
I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever. She's anti-trans. Fine. Whatever. But she doesn't have to be such a C-word about it.
Right.
You know,
why
just
you have
trolling
to be anti-anyone?
Everybody.
Why can't
constantly?
You, like Kristen would say, why can't you just STF you and live your own life?
Right.
Why do you have to be anti? Why do you use your life energy to be anti anyone?
Right.
As you know, Chris's letter I just read. Don't we all have enough hardships in our life? Haven't we all had losses and deaths and important stuff? Like, why do you care?
Why does she choose violence?
By the way, this is the other reason Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour exists. Jerry Seinfeld, Slowly I Turned. Colt tweeted, whenever I hear a comedian like Jerry Seinfeld complain that woke is killing comedy, my immediate next thought is, what exactly do you want to say that you can't?
Right.
Are you sad that you can't mock the marginalized? Worried you'll be judged if you insult LGBTQ people? Is rudeness required element in humor? You're a straight white male. There's about a million years worth of jokes just poking fun at yourself. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you, whoever said that.
Yeah. Wow. What is he silenced from being saying?
Yes.
Exactly. That's the question.
Yeah.
Dying to scream the N-word or
exactly.
the F-word for gay man? What is it that
really?
You can't say that's really like cramping your, you know, multi-billion dollar lifestyle? I can't. Okay. Which leaves me one last Diane, Seattle Sexy Liberal can't wait. So excited to have you join us in Seattle on June 1st. That's coming up fast.
It is.
Can't come soon enough. This has been a tough year, few years for all of us. My mom passed away last year, like your Steph. She had dementia, Alzheimer's. To my point, everyone's going through something. Be kind. In Seattle, you don't need to dry hump or grope any monuments or statues. We have something so much better, trolls. Click here to learn how you can go troll humping when you arrive.
Aww. That'll be fun.
Thank you, Diane. That's very sweet. Can't wait to see you all in person. Laugh, cry, celebrate our sexiness in Seattle. Diane, the official big dog rescue mom of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, it's a great big boy. You are.
Would you?
All right. Sexyliberal.com for all those ticks. Albuquerque this weekend with Valerie Plame, and we're working on surprises for all of the upcoming shows. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi. Do you feel like we could ever say this normally? Like, would I be able to say Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend?
Not at all.
Can I just say, when people talking about COVID isolation, isolation's kind of my bag anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a really deeply disturbing relationship with my dogs. Like, they are physically attached to my body pretty much 24/7. I talk to them, I have long conversations.
You kiss them on
the
lips.
We play the bitey kissy game for, you know, too goes long? On for, yeah, probably an unnaturally long time. Because Bonnie's like a kid telling a joke over and over, and he thinks it's hilarious every time. So every time Bonnie does bitey kiss, she thinks she tricked you, and it's hilarious. And so she keeps doing it. Because she thinks next time you'll think she's going to bite, but she doesn't ever.
She misses kisses.
Okay, here's my point. Oh, am I on the air?
Yeah, my weirdness just seeping out?
This is why I have to feed them real food. Dr. Marty's is real food.
Right.
It's raw, freeze-dried turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, there's vegetables, fruit, blueberries, you name it, sweet potatoes, everything, superfoods that you would want to feed your real kids. They are my real kids.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 54% off right now. Be the best mom or daddy in the world. 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. Yay! Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Proving that the left is right. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen.
It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between DePere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Wow, I couldn't, we were talking about J.K. Rowling, I couldn't fit everyone in the bigot stack. However, this douchebag, wow, now I'm happier than ever that we're going to Kansas City because of this douche. He's the Kansas City Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker.
Sounds about right.
Okay. Rails against Pride Month, working women, in a commencement speech. Oh, that's nice. Kansas City Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker. Mm-hmm. Fill in your own immature joke there. railed against Pride Month, working women, President Biden's leadership during COVID, and abortion during a commencement address at a Catholic private Benedictine college, don't know it, in Atchison, Kansas, which is about 60 miles north of Kansas City. He addressed women in the audience, arguing their most important title should be that of homemaker.
Isn't he addressing people who just got a degree?
Who just spent like tens of thousands of dollars on a college degree. Yeah. Isn't that nice? Okay. Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you were bringing to this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, stick a peek inside her world for a second, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she started living her vocation as a wife and a mother. Oh, my God.
I just think I'm going to buy it.
Wow. I'd anything for a bottle of wine with Isabel. Get into her a little bit chatty.
Wow.
Speaking of backing down to bullies, Target Pride merchandise only available at select stores after right-wing backlash. This is a little peek into our future fascism, right? Target confirmed Friday it won't carry Pride Month merchandise at all stores in June after the discount retailer experienced a backlash and lower sales over its collection honoring the LGBTQ community. This is what I'm telling you. This is like the fear that accompanies, like, if Trump gets back in. Mm-hmm. Like, we better not. I sometimes, honestly, I can't believe I'm living in 2024. But okay. All right. Can I just say this was this is the perfect summation of what we're watching in this ridiculous trial. Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan has revealed a stark pattern, according to a Daily Beast reporter. He has landed himself in trouble again and again and again by his unwillingness to part with his money. Of all his despicable qualities, he is so cheap, right? Mm-hmm. They write, Trump's own miserly attitude kept pushing him toward this inevitable end. First, he refused to repay media executive David Pecker after the media executive dished out $150,000 to silence Karen McDougal. That meant Pecker wouldn't front the cash when Stormy Daniels came knocking a few months later. Then instead of just paying Stormy $130,000 right away, Trump tried to play a delay game, as always, by making a stupid bet that he could hold off on a payment until after the 2016 election, rendering her story worthless. That, in turn, meant that put Cohen in the awkward position of having to front the $130,000 himself. He lied to a bank to draw from his home equity line of credit and then lied again on the wire transfer, planting the seed for the eventual federal case that landed him in prison. Then he wouldn't pay him back all at once. Right. I mean, it is just... Malcolm Nance next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Congressman Mike Gallagher's new job is close to home. He's joining Titletown Tech as a senior strategic advisor. Gallagher served in the U.S. House from Northeast Wisconsin from 2017 until just a few weeks ago. The company says Gallagher will enhance the firm's impact on high-growth startups and existing businesses. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule in the weeks ahead on absentee ballot drop boxes. Brian Schimming is chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party. He tells Wisconsin Eye majority liberals are working like activists.
It's not that there's some hue and cry out in the public for, oh, gosh, we got to have drop boxes. You never hear that. What you hear is liberal groups saying, oh, we want this, we want that.
Supporters say drop boxes make it easier for many to vote. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Hundreds of new affordable apartment units on Madison's north side are on schedule to be finished. The project on Roth Street will have more than 300 units in one building and 250 units for senior housing in another. The project is paid for with tax incremental financing from the city. As part of that agreement, the city has a 30-year land use agreement from the developer. That means the project will remain affordable housing for decades. Construction is underway, replacing two bridges over the Wisconsin River between Madison and the Wisconsin Dells on Interstate 39-90-94. A groundbreaking made it official this week. The new spans will replace the old bridges, which were built back in 1961. 60 to 90,000 vehicles cross those bridges every day, depending on the time of year. All lanes will stay open during the peak travel times, and the project should be done in about 2.5 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Imagine being thought of as such a creep that they make a documentary about how creepy you are. That is the case for Kevin Spacey. Investigation Discovery's docuseries Spacey Unmasked explores the myriad of sexual abuse allegations brought against the actor for years now. The first accusation happened while he was starring in the show House of Cards. His character was immediately killed off, and his career doesn't seem far behind. The Oscar-winning Spacey denies all of the allegations. The dream is real. Our prayers have been answered. Roadhouse will have a sequel. Amazon Prime MGM Video announced that there will be a sequel to the reboot of the Patrick Swayze film starring Jake Gyllenhaal and naked Conor McGregor. Prime says 80 million viewers watched the reboot. There is no word yet as to whether or not the studio will insist on having even one likable character in the sequel. The studio says the plot details are still unknown for Roadhouse 2, but seriously, I watched the first one and they haven't worked those out yet either. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at only around 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Hi, Gordy Kopke here. When I first invited folks to my farm 40 years ago, I could never have dreamed that would become the area's largest greenhouse. With a focus on quality plants at reasonable prices and a special emphasis on customer service, we have received the People's Choice Award as Madison area's best greenhouse. Located 2 miles east of Oregon in the beautiful town of Dunn, I invite you out to see why we are not only the area's largest greenhouse, but also the best.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us to discuss today's event. See you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Chris, who said Trump won't pay Cohen all at once? Instead, he breaks apart $420,000 into monthly installments. Delay, pay nothing, pay less, pay later. That's his art of the deal, which ultimately led to Trump facing felony indictment because he had to falsify business records to accomplish this convoluted scheme. If Trump repaid Pecker, if he paid Stormy right away, if he'd simply reimbursed Cohen, none of this would have happened. Who said that?
Gary Gannu.
No. The Daily Beast guy I was talking about.
Yeah.
Pagliari wrote that about how Trump's cheapness brought him down. Okay. Hey, look who's here on Man Meat.
Let's dance to the sound with Steffi.
Hi, Malcolm Nance. Look at you, all freshly groomed.
Hello.
In your man
cave.
Yes.
Oh, you missed me yesterday. I was on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh,
wow. They didn't let me ring the bell, but I had a big interview with CNBC in FinTech, financial technology,
wow.
On bad things that can happen to you when you're hacked.
Oh, wow. Fancy, fancy, fancy. So
don't click on any links, anybody.
No.
That's no.
Cool. No. Chris has to stop me. No, don't. That's fake. Don't
exactly.
Do it.
Okay.
You retweeted someone who said in today's EU, the Trump trial, just this one, would be enough to sink any politician's career. Forget about inciting an insurrection, stealing state secrets, etc. Sadly, it says more about us as a society than anything else. As diplomats say, you get the government you deserve. I mean, I hear this all the time, that people around the world are just like, WTF, right?
Well, you know, until about 8 years ago, it was WTF. Any one of these things could have sunk any person running for office. I mean, look at Mitt Romney and just his, the folder of women. Just phrase, the folder of women, or
binder.
Putting
binder.
His dog on the,
right.
Binder full of women, that's right, and or putting his dog on the roof of his car. We have people shooting dogs and men sexually assaulting, harassing, and paying off women.
Yeah.
And that's fully acceptable. And there's only one reason for it. Trump's base threatens violence.
Yeah.
And that means the news media has accepted what they accept in the Republican Party. People have now thought, well, if we do anything to this elderly white man who's the leader of, you know, the indecency tribe in America, people will come at us with guns.
Yeah.
So they are giving the entirety of those people, the MAGA, racist, bigots, armed idiots, a pass for being violent, like on January 6th.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, where do I even? First of all, I just wanted to say, to your point, and at this trial, this broke my heart. I just think Stormy Daniels is so much braver than the entire Republican Party put together. But her attorney praised her for facing a barrage of hostility during cross-examination at the trial. And for what he says is her determined reaction not to cave to his attorneys. He said, I knew her time to shine would be on cross. But this is the part, Malcolm, to your point. The attorney admitted while Daniels wore a brave face in court, outside of court, she was terrified and wore a bulletproof vest under her attire. He said she has a lot of fear. She really does. I mean, she was concerned about security coming into New York. She wore a bulletproof vest under her everyday clothes. I can tell you, before she came on Sunday, she cried herself to sleep. I mean, she was paralyzed with fear, not taking the stand or telling her story, but what someone might do to her. And that is the whole
Trump movement. You're right.
71 million Americans voted for Donald Trump. And out of that, don't tell me that there aren't any who would take up arms or haven't taken up arms. There's over 1,000, almost 1,000 convictions from January 6th of people who wanted to violently overthrow the government of the United States. But because there are 71 million Americans, because Republican politicians coddle them, right now, people, especially news media is almost the worst. They talk about the January 6th uprising, but they allow it to be both sides.
Yeah.
So instead of saying this is wrong, this is indecent, you know, they sort of condone the fact that that latent threat of violence against anyone like Mike Johnson or, you know, who people will say, you know, could actually come up and give you the full Mike Pence treatment.
Yeah.
Look at all these idiots that were at the trial yesterday. You're going to talk about them, all the vice president candidate wannabes, dressed like children of the corn, same blue suit, same red tie.
Doing the exact same talking points that Trump wrote, that a reporter saw him writing. I mean, it is so pathetic, Malcolm. You're absolutely right. And can I just say, I hope the guy that attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband gets the full 40 years that they're talking
40
about.
40 years.
Because
he'll die in jail.
Inspired by Donald Trump and this January, and trying to complete the January 6th violence by killing Pelosi. I just have to say this story. Yet another false claim by Trump supporters in defense of the January 6th rioters has been blown to pieces after House Republicans released their latest batch of footage on the attack on the Capitol. I mean, Malcolm, you've written about disinformation for years, but the things that we have seen with our own eyes are things they're still trying to lie about. The footage puts the lie into the assertion that police at the Capitol just stood by and opened the doors to let rioters in, a claim that's often used as evidence that the whole event was somehow an entrapment operation to trick Trump supporters into committing acts of violence. The footage showed police trying to hold the line, prevent the mob from bursting in through several doors at the Capitol, often being overpowered by a flood of people rushing in. At no point in the footage did police stand aside or open the doors to allow people in. Defenders of the participants have also pushed a number of false claims, including none of them were armed, which was swiftly debunked as several were arrested on various weapons charges. Why do you think Trump said, take the effing mags away?
Yeah.
They're not here to hurt me. And we saw footage of people in trees with rifles, right?
Yeah. And, you know, one of the more famous cases was a DEA agent who was being fired before January 6th. Showed up with his badge and his sidearm and went into the building flashing his badge, carrying his sidearm. We've seen other people who had drawn and brandished sidearms. We found them, the guy who had bombs and machine and AR-15s in his car just one block away. But our problem is we're discussing that. And what we need to do, this is my quarterly discussion with you about meta-narrative framing, okay? We get into debates with people about things we absolutely know are true. Do not debate these. They want the debate because they think, like Karl Rove said, while you're debating it, we'll be recreating history and breaking laws, and you can debate that too, but we're going to get away with things. You have to call these things lies. The first word out of your mouth to be, that's a lie. You're a liar.
Yep.
And, you know, sorry to say it, you know, we're not here to do kumbaya because these people cannot be talked out of their delusion.
Yeah.
You have to establish the stage for everyone else who is not in delusion.
Malcolm, I'm glad you're sitting down because this will shock you from Wired.com. A Kremlin-aligned network called Doppelganger is exploiting college campus protests by using fake versions of real news sites to push both pro-Palestine and pro-Israel disinformation. Oh, thank God you're sitting down.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Did you faint?
That's happening. Still my beating heart. Let me get my picture of Edward Snowden here and fan myself. But, God almighty. So what else is new? I mean, this happened. Do you recall about 7 years ago, this happened to Joy Reid and I? We were at a conference in Pasadena, and we were receiving death threats saying, come watch us kill Malcolm Nance and Joy Reid on stage. And we tracked it back to the Internet Research Agency in Russia that was trying to incite Americans to come to the event. They wouldn't see an assassination, and then they would get angry and voice their displeasure at the event. Right. This is what we call marionetting, where they play you like a little puppet. And that's now happening on university campuses and, you know, and with these groups. They are creating a constellation of disinformation.
Yeah.
Because Russia backed Hamas. Russia backed Iran that backed Hamas. Russia backed the Yemenis who backed the Iran who backed Hamas. All of this is a network of horrible disinformation. And it's bad enough that these kids aren't particularly well-read. And I'm sorry, they're not.
What?
But we have to try to dissuade them of going to websites that are just full of bull and propaganda.
All right. Well, I don't agree with everything you say about everything, but I still love you. You retweeted John Cipher. It does occur to me this could be written about Trump, but he said restraint with Putin won't work. He will only be reasonable when he fears losing power. Failing to threaten his control is just perceived as weakness. I do think there's just a straight line between Netanyahu, Trump, Putin. They're just okay. So let's talk about, you know,
two out of three of them are trying to stay out of prison.
Yeah.
Be advised. I mean, when you're talking oligarchs,
Putin should be in prison.
About trying to stay out of prison, and Putin's running all the prisons on the other side and is supporting these people. Look, I agree with you, those two, Netanyahu and Trump, have a lot in common.
Yeah. So let's talk about this latest. The deputy spokesperson for the UN Secretary General, when asked about Monday about reports that the UN had revised down by half the death toll of women and children in Gaza, said it's not quite the case. He launched into a lengthy explanation. The organization admits to relying on figures from the Hamas-run Ministry of Health in Gaza. I mean, Malcolm, I've said on this show, and again, you may not agree with me, but I don't trust Hamas or the Israeli military sometimes, you know, so I'm not sure what your take is on this. I think we can all agree whatever's happening in Gaza is a tragedy. I don't know the exact number.
You know why? Because all wars are tragedies. All wars are tragedies. Hamas initiated this war and brought about the tragedy. Look, I'm not here to number crunch at all. I've written Substacks about the numbers. It was very clear in the first week when they were reporting 6,748 dead, that they couldn't possibly count that number and confirm those. And then it went up exponentially almost by, you know, a factor of 10 that you could actually calculate, and statistics could not possibly happen. People are dying. That's all you need to know. It's regrettable that people are dying on both sides. To come right out and believe everything a terrorist group says from day one is ridiculous. Hey, Al-Qaeda said they killed no one on 9/11.
Yeah.
Were we going to believe that? I mean, until Bin Laden's video came out where he was happy and showing himself laughing about how he didn't think both towers would come down, a lot of people, even to this day, believe Al-Qaeda didn't do that.
Yeah.
This is where disinformation and propaganda will hack your own mind.
By the way, Bobby Kennedy, for one, Bobby Kennedy is a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, which not enough attention is paid to his, you know, initial lunacy before even the anti-vax stuff.
Did you talk about the Yelp review from the worm?
No.
That was dining on his brain instead of giving one star.
The worm died of a nut allergy.
Empty space.
Yeah.
Either he died of starvation or he died of a nut allergy. Fill in your own joke here.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. Malcolm, last thing, just as we're talking about Netanyahu, I just wanted to get your take on. I saved this from last week. Netanyahu urged the government of Qatar to continue to transfer money to Gaza in a secret letter sent to the Qatari leadership in 2018. He basically asked them to fund Hamas. Netanyahu explained the funding would reduce the motivation of terror groups there to carry out attacks, would prevent a humanitarian crisis, and was vital for preserving regional stability. Can you explain that to me? Why did Netanyahu want Hamas funded? I mean, he is so responsible for this whole thing. Go ahead.
I've seen this before. This has happened before. This is called buying peace. The United States is horribly guilty of this all over the world, where we think if we give you a boatload of money, you'll appreciate it, and you will just not attack us. So it happened under virtually every Israeli prime minister, including trying to buy off Yasser Arafat and al-Fatah and establishing the Palestinian Authority, which made Yasser Arafat so rich, his wife and daughter in Paris have $8 billion in their bank account.
Yeah.
So paying people off doesn't necessarily work.
He just, Netanyahu
thought he was going to do that with Hamas.
He's horribly incompetent. The October 7th happened on his watch. I mean, the whole thing.
He should have resigned that first hour.
Yes, and it went on for hours.
No, he's incompetent. He needs to go.
Thank you.
If I see him, I'll ask him, why didn't you resign?
Okay, thank you. All right, good. We end on agreement. I love you, Malcolm Nance.
Yay!
Love you in your man cave. See you next week. 49 minutes. Bye-bye. 49 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show, brought to you by Cozy Earth. You were correct. What? 88 degrees in Albuquerque.
That's right.
I am bringing the short sleeves.
Yes.
Cozy Earth. I may have to bring the sheets. They have an adorable tote.
Oh,
my God, it's so totes adorbs. They're tote. You can bring your sheets.
That's right.
Because I'm telling you, hard to go to scratchy hot hotel sheets after you've slept on Cozy Earth. Someone sent me an unsolicited testimonial about this. They're like, you're right about Cozy Earth. You can't go back.
Oh.
Once you go Cozy Earth, there's no going. I'm warning you. It is so cool, so soft, so luxurious. Made from viscose from bamboo. Cool, decadent softness. It surpasses even the finest resort sheets. You just tuck your sheets into your tote. And there you go. Got a long flight coming up. Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Use my code Miller, CozyEarth.com, for an exclusive 35% off. The code is Miller for 35% off, CozyEarth.com.
And that's the way the news goes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion, with a B, 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
I came to get down. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around.
Yeah.
Jump around.
What? Do it.
Jump. Jump up and get down.
Wow. My hips and knees are considerably older than when we first started playing this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just pretending I'm jumping around.
Okay. You're just kind of moving around in your chair.
Coffee with Carlos. Uh-huh. Coming up, yes, we forgot the breaking news. So Biden has challenged Trump to a debate.
Yes.
Yep. So CNN has put out the actual offer for
June 27th,
yep.
I believe.
And yeah. Biden has accepted, and Biden said, it's the ball's in your court, Donald.
What's your guess? Donald's not going to do it.
No, not on CNN.
I don't think he's going to do it.
Not on CNN.
I just...
Not going to. Yeah.
He'll use... It's on... Yeah. CNN yeah.
Fake
as
news,
an excuse.
Fake news. Exactly. Not doing a hoax debate.
Yeah.
Because he is seriously, anyone can see by any piece of tape that he has declined precipitously. And it will be in stark contrast to that Biden has not, despite, you know, whatever, you know, all the rhetoric is. Here's the other thing about him taking the stand. Oh, my God. The headline is, taking the stand is exactly the sort of mistake we should expect Trump to make. Oh, God, please.
Yeah, his lawyers
oh, how fantastic.
Stop him. If he really wants to do it, his lawyers can't stop him.
Yeah. This piece, the former president's lawyers have made some baffling mistakes during his New York Hush Money trial. Well, I was saying, because he's given them a ridiculous defense. Mm-hmm. One analyst said Trump's lawyers are pursuing a flawed and risky strategy. Why? Most likely it's not them, but him. Trump is the client. He gets the final word. Trump is largely unmanageable. He is unfocused, uh-huh. Not as intelligent as he thinks he is. Should he take the stand in his own defense? The answer is clearly no, and no competent defense lawyer would advise him to take the stand under the circumstances. If Trump takes the stand, it will almost certainly be over the advice of his own lawyers, and it could be disastrous for the former president, whether he knows it or not. Please, please, God, let him. Oh, my God, all his lies just meet the light of a courtroom, mm-hmm. An actual where actual facts matter. And you can't. I mean, of course, that's why he wants the gag order lifted, which, by the way.
Computer says no.
Judge said no. They ruled unanimously, the Court of Appeals.
Yeah, the Court of Appeals said no.
Right? Because he's like, oh, just lift the gag order. He wants to lift the gag order so he can lie. Because mm-hmm. You can just lie, you know, when you're doing your little handy J accordion dance. Yep. So in a court of law, you can't.
Oh.
Right? I mean, it's, okay. Busy big head. Kevin in Wisconsin. Hello, Kev.
Oh, hi, Stephanie.
Oh, hi.
What a beautiful show you had on set.
Aww.
It was just spectacular.
Aw, thank you.
I took the time to meet you, and I know I told you, you're the only one I told this there, but I had my third brain surgery on Monday, and I told you I'd be calling on Wednesday because I got out yesterday.
Wow,
it
you
wasn't
did.
Without...
And I asked you, I'm like, are you going to be enough to call on Wednesday? And
boogie, boogie, cheese.
Boogie, boogie, cheese.
Steph?
Yes.
Let me just give you a lowdown. I mean, this one went easy, but the first one, it cost $17,000 out of pocket.
Oh, God.
And I knew I'd have to get a second one. And I retired and I got Obamacare. It cost $8 a month.
Ah, good for you. Good for you. And you sound fantastic. Good job on that brain. Coffee with Carlos next.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be joined by former congressional candidate and small business owner Tom Pawlowitz. We'll be talking about money and politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.